Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Little ZZ Top for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We got a new friend here, soon to not be a new friend, Stephen Stein. Dr. Stephen Stein is here. He's the author of The EQ Leader. He's the CEO of MultiHealth Systems, which is a leading publisher of scientifically validated assessments. And folks, you know, I've encouraged you to use the assessments whenever you can to find out more. It's amazing what you can find out about the person you're hiring and how these assessments, whichever one you use, how they will help you go a long way to help you not make a mistake in hiring. Right, Stephen?
That's right.
And so there are all kinds of them out there. There are different personality profile tests. I took them years and years ago, and back when they first came out, and it's a wonder they didn't put me in jail after I took some of mine. But
came out okay.
I think I got right under the wire. I think one more wrong answer, they would come and got me. Came and got me. Okay, so we're talking about what you call the four pillars of EQ leadership. Authenticity, coaching is the second one. Let's talk about the third one.
Hold on, Steve. Folks,
we're talking about emotional intelligence. We're talking about the ability to connect with people, not with just your credentials. You know, I fought a war. I've been at war in the marketplace for 40 years. I built a business, blah, blah, blah. You can't get away with that anymore. You've got to be able to connect with people on an emotional level. And that's what EI is, emotional intelligence. And there's actually an EQ factor for that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. So when we talk about insight, we talk about the ability to communicate a purpose, to really tell people why they're coming to work today, what they're accomplishing, what this is all about. It's the big picture of what you're trying to accomplish.
All right. Well, so communicating, and that's different. That's more challenging, again, like the others these days, because if you've got a robust, diverse team, if you've got even six people in your company, there's a good chance you got four different generations there,
mm-hmm.
and different, you know, you got men and women. That's
right.
that's a communication challenge, isn't it?
It's a real challenge.
How do you deal with that?
They got to know why they're coming to work. In the old days, you know, we used to do it for a paycheck.
Yep.
But that's not enough for people today.
So how do you improve that? What do we have to do? What's our emotional intelligence challenge? That we have to do. What are some tips on how to communicate better?
Well, the challenge here is we have to really focus on what it is we're trying to accomplish. What are we doing to make the world a better place, to make our community a better place? And that's the mission that we've got to give to all our people. We have to have a mission, something that we're trying to get done and that we're working together on, that we share.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's right. And so what you're saying is that we have to be able to communicate to our people not just why we're in business, but why we're on planet Earth.
Exactly.
Serving
why
humans.
We're making it a better place.
Are you talking about the humanity factor?
It could be humanity. It could be for the community.
Well, I think that is humanity. In other words, something that we've decided to subordinate ourselves to on some level. That we hold in higher regard than our time, for example.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah, and folks, this is a big deal with millennials. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, Steve, in a lot of times millennials take a lot of hits because of the way they are, and sometimes justified in that. But one of the things I almost always say when I talk about millennials is they're probably the best humans we've ever raised.
Yeah, they're creative, they got great ideas, and, you know, they know a lot more about social media than we do.
But they're unpretentious. They're less pretentious than we are. Their values are right there, out there on their sleeve. I just think they're probably the best generation of humans we've raised.
They are, and they care a lot more about the world.
And that's the reason why you have this extra challenge in communicating with them. All right, what's number four?
So the last one's innovation. And that's really the ability to try new things, to take risks. You know, sometimes someone will work for you and they'll try something and it won't work. And in the old days, we used to get mad at them and say, wow, you just cost me $5,000. Why did you do that? Well, we got to let go today because businesses are being disrupted everywhere. The taxi industry, hotel industry.
We're going to talk about that with my next guest.
Okay. Well, innovation is going to be the key for that.
Yeah, and the thing is, and there was a time when you and I could be the innovators in our company, and that would be fine because we had the vision, we're the CEO, we knew how much money we could spend, and we knew where we wanted to direct our resources. But today, innovation's got to come from all over the unit, all over the organization, doesn't it?
Absolutely. In our company, we have what's called a hackathon once a year, where everybody that gets together, they form teams, and they come up with ideas, new things that we can do, how we can improve our business. And those ideas are all coming from the bottom up, and boy, we get some amazing ideas.
Nothing is wrong, right? No idea is wrong.
No idea is wrong, but we give prizes. We're going to implement the best three.
Hey, invite me to the next one. I'd like to be part of that.
Hey, Jim, you're welcome. Come on up.
I need your website again, Stephen.
It's drstephenstein.com.
The book is called The EQ Leader, available wherever books are sold. Hey, good job today, Stephen. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Great meeting with you, Jim.
Yeah, you too. Good job, and we'll see you again next time. Dr. Stephen Stein, ladies and gentlemen, the book is The EQ Leader. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back. Everybody's blue when they lonesome.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.